You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has found the efforts being made by state and territory governments to tackle obesity vary significantly. The report comes as new data published by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows disparity in health across the state and territories, with Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania seeing increases in obesity. The Food Policy Index is compiled by researchers at Deakin University's Institute for Health Transformation and the Obesity Policy Coalition. Associate Professor Gary Sachs says his report assessed government progress toward implementing globally recommended policies for tackling obesity and creating healthier food environments.
The report found that some of the state governments in Australia are taking really positive steps to address obesity, but others are lagging behind. So we've got a really mixed bag of policies around the country.
Professor Sachs says New South Wales is leading all other state governments when it comes to having effective obesity prevention policies. According to the report, New South Wales is taking the most action to improve the healthiness of foods in school canteens and hospitals.
The states that are taking less action are South Australia and Tasmania, and even Victoria. What we're seeing there is, even though there are some initiatives in place, on the whole, they're not prioritising obesity prevention, and this at a time when obesity rates in those states are rising.
Professor Sachs has called on the federal government to bring all the states together and implement a national coordinated approach. Obesity Policy Coalition Executive Manager Jane Martin says there has been commitment demonstrated at a state and federal level, but it's not enough to turn the tide of obesity in Australia. She says there is a national policy now being developed, but implementation is where some states miss out.
It's not so much that the policies aren't good enough, it's more the implementation and compliance is not good, and that's really what needs to be monitored and improved. So there are some standouts. Work that's being done, which this report has highlighted, and each state has positives and negatives.
Professor Sachs from Deakin University has called on the federal and state governments to pay close heed to the recommendations pointed out in the report. He says the federal government is putting together a national obesity strategy, and the latest recommendations could help make a difference.
Well, there are separate recommendations for each state, but overall at a national level, we need a coordinated approach to limiting junk food marketing to kids. And we also need to ensure that all food provided in government settings is healthy. So I'm talking about schools, hospitals, sport and recreation centres, and we need a national approach to that.
Ms. Martin with the Obesity Policy Coalition says Australia as a nation is failing in offering consistent policy making against obesity.
The approach varies so much between states and territories. So there's a range of different things happening. For example, the ACT government has removed junk food ads from their transport network. And that's something that all the states and territories should follow.
Both Ms. Martin and Professor Sachs hope to see new and strong policies as part of the budget to be announced tonight. Professor Sachs says advertising junk food is a high contributor to the problem of obesity in Australia, and there should be steps taken against it.
Well, we know that advertising heavily influences what we eat. And so at the moment, our kids are saturated with ads for junk food. When they're walking to school, when they're at the train station, when they're watching TV, they're bombarded with junk food ads, and that definitely contributes to the problem. And governments need to step in to make our kids' environments healthier.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.